Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Stop. Go crazy. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hell back.
Hell back.
Not no more.
Not no more.
Came back.
Came back.
Settle score.
Settle score.
Me be you.
Me be you.
101.
101.
Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping.
What's begun?
What's begun?
Foundation. Hard work. Determination. Demonstrated. Brick laid. Long nights. Overstayed. Never played. Insane. Don't justify. I just want to make the song cry. Let it speak. Loud and clear. No pain. No fear. Ambition. Sound vision. Cooked in the lab. My words missing. Vocal tracks on overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted. Not tangled. I'll leave your tooth mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box. No blindfold. Bust back. Doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Give all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Yeah, it's the Real Spill Show. I'm your host, B-I-G-O-Meezy, Big O-Meezy, the great communicator. Today on the show, we got actor, producer, TV personality, and resident DJ, DJ D-Rec from MTV Wildin' Out. Yesterday, they just started season 15. That's 15 seasons on MTV. They started it last night on VH1. We're going to talk to him about how he's been dealing with this whole coronavirus thing, how he's been dealing with being locked down. Just, you know, you got a son, you know, you just got a whole lot of stuff going on. So we know just a couple of days ago, it was 420. It's a beautiful day outside. So I got a lightweight 420 mix that's going to come in a second. But right now, we're going to kick it with my partner, Kumande. And we're going to represent this beautiful day that's been going on. It's been like in Sacramento. I can't speak for everywhere else. But in Sacramento, it's been like a beautiful 80-something degrees, man. The sun is shining and everything, man. It's hot, but we're feeling good and everything like that. We're going to start it off right now today. Wonderful day. My partner, Kumande. It's the Real Spill Show. Hello.
And take a ride with me. You can twist up and get live with me. You know I keep a dime on the side of me. Oh, I'ma drop the top cause I'm feeling good. I'ma slide through the whole neighborhood. First stop, Grand Street. If you're from where I'm from, then you know me. Gotta show love to my day ones. My friends, my family, all my loved ones. No, I can't forget where I come from. The deepest part of heaven where I come from. Sacramento Grand High School. You know the one on Grand Avenue. Signed a contract out of high school. Signed a pro contract out of high school. Came before me. Without you, there be no me. Jay and Rob showed me. Never get too big for your homies. Rest in peace to the fallen homies. Charles Minor and Petey Big on me. And when they look down on me, I know that they shine on me. I've been through pain. Sunshine through the rain. Time to change the game. And I won't forget where I'm from.
Things alright,
I'ma live my life,
I'ma live my life.
I see beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day.
Yo, what up? This is Droopy, and you listening to The Real Spiel Show with my family member, Big Ol' Meezy.
Just give me a light. Just give me a light. Just give me a light. Just give me a light.
Like a player putting cherry pie in a paper plane, keep it lit like a stadium, premium octane, gas straight to the cranium. My girl Lithuanian, get it, she stay lit, get it, forget it, you know what I'm saying. Can't be duplicated, I'm illuminated, we do this frequently, so the frequency's raising. I consume so much green, feel like Piccolo, man. The pencil art with a hoe that look like she could be in video. Laminated, catch me shining like a lamp faded, always motivated, tossing to the cultivation. Bosses over here, getting dollars over here, peaceful. You don't want no problems over here. Everything ivory, colder than icy, cleaner than sanitizer, you sweeter than high tea. What you mean? What you mean? My money blue, my blood green.
Put some kush up in the air and blow the smoke out everywhere. Just give me a light. If we gon' make this party ride, then everybody let's get high. Just give me a light.
Yeah, let me holler at them droopy. It's April Dub, we posted up in the club with a bucket of that vodka and VIP popping collar. We smoking that marijuana, will somebody baby mama come get it, don't want no drama, her coochie hot like a sauna.
Big reefer in the air, sativa, sativa, the owner don't care, me neither.
Prop 64, I got a 70 out. What, cut this Oldsmobile, sticking the flop. I'm a brand, I got my own liquor, man. Some spirits, some wine and beer you can buy in a tall can. My heart, it don't pump no fear, I'll fuck you up, I got hands. Don't let suckers get in my ear, let my family and all my fans. Bread over sucker shit, boss, boss. No, I ain't got pneumonia, this turtle making me cough. I'll say it once again if you don't know what you call. We call it turtle cause it's green and it makes your mood fly.
Let's put some kush up in the air and blow the smoke out everywhere. Just give me a light. If we gon' make this party ride, then everybody let's get high. Just give me a light. Ride to the dispensary. I got my cannabis card. Cause I'm ready to go cop me about an eighth of weed. I got $30. A case of Slurricane and a pack of Swisher Sweets. I'm about to pop my collar. With the baddest bitch around me, baby, that's
yeah, zip butterfly shit. Two hits make my mind flip. Yeah, all the way in the yay, yo. Big bankroll here with a dank bro. Where the cookie from? Where the name from? And the belly shit, I wish I could taste some. Big whale in the water, I'd be way too high to even worry about drama. Cookie down from head to toe. Start a new grow everywhere I go. Las Vegas in the city of trees. Keep them pretty fly, bitch, just twisting some weed. I'm out in LA flexing all bitches on my section. Three grow spots, we ain't worried about sessions. Fuck Trump, don't pass him the blunt. Exotic weed smoke, got the club smell like a
let's
gun.
Let's put some kush up in the air and blow the smoke out everywhere. Just give me a light. If we gon' make this party ride, then everybody let's get high. Just give me a light.
West Sachin, this your player partner, Cujo Goody. 1-4 for the mighty Goody Mob. You know what I'm talking about? Dungeon Family, Outcast. And you on the real spiel with my kinfolk, Big Old Measy. Meh, see? Meh, see?
And we back, and we back. It's your boy, B.I.G.O. Measy. We back. It's the real spiel show. That was Give Me a Light for my partner, Droopy, man. My little homie, man, he dropped that not too long ago, and that was featuring E-40. And, yes, you know, a couple of days ago was 420, so I wanted to make sure I blessed that up, you know what I'm saying, out to everybody. Shout out to everybody that's listening. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to everybody who tuned in last week. I had the homie 95 Mil. He just dropped his project, and I'm on a couple of those songs, you know what I'm saying, doing it real. It's called Wellness, and it's out right now. Make sure y'all get that right there. Goody Ma, shout out to Cujo Goody. I played his song also last week. I just watched the Goody Mob's Unsung on TV1. If you get a chance, make sure you check that out. A lot of information that I didn't even know about. You know what I'm saying? It's very good. It's very good to watch. And since we all on quarantine and you got nothing but time, you might as well dip over there to TV1 and check out the Goody Mob's Unsung. So we're going to have a little bit of real spiel conversation real quick. I got my homie Bunk, Big Bunk, the resident. But Big Bunk is the resident out in the traffic, essential worker. And we're going to talk about a few things like the protest that just unfolded down at the Capitol, where a lot of folks from, like my wife said, these, you know, of course, this is the state. I mean, I'm in Sacramento, so this is the state of California. So, of course, all these different people, all these different factions, really Trump supporters coming from everywhere, coming to Sacramento to voice their opinion and say that they want to be free, which our original release date was April 30th, right? April 30th or May 1st? What's our official release date?
It was supposed to actually be this weekend, and then they pushed it back to the end of April, and then they pushed it back to the end of May now.
So the end of May, man, that's what Gavin Newsom said, that's what the governor said.
Well, that's what they originally said before they started the talks of reopening slowly in stages.
So you've been out there in the traffic, and you know, you've been at the light rail station, of course. So you've been getting a bird's eye view. Have you been seeing a whole bunch of people in the city wearing masks and being responsible and doing what they're supposed to do?
Yeah, I've seen, like, you know, I'm bouncing back and forth between there and working UC Davis. But when it first happened, what was that, the third week of March, the week after they shut down the arena, which was also like an epic thing too in itself. But when people are out there, most of them are wearing masks. There's some people that aren't wearing masks. A lot of the times, the people that aren't wearing masks, unfortunately, are like the homeless, you know, stuff like that, that really aren't in the loop with everything. But
so how do you
really,
wearing
how masks, do you, like, you could tell, you could tell who's reading up on what they should be doing and who's not.
So when you see Atlanta supposedly about to open up in a couple of days, I don't know if that's going to change. You know, everything with this government changes is fluid, so you can't really just hold on. You got to listen to what they say and then refresh your feed. And then by the time you refresh your feed, they've already backtracked and came with something else.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So on a tangent, so moving into that and moving into the protest down at the Capitol with all these different people coming from everywhere. I want to say different factions, but it really wasn't different factions. It was just a whole bunch of people that basically couldn't even wait till the end of this month. But now we got another extension. Now I'm already ready for the end of this month. And now we're seeing we're going into the next month, and we already know the challenges, you know, saying that we just went through. How you feel about taking, I mean, I know you're essential, so you out in the traffic anyway, but how you feel about, you know, other places opening up, but we still staying shut down?
You know, I really can care less about all these other places because this is our town. This is our city. This is where we thrive. where we live. You know, this is where we do the bulk of our stuff, other than, you know, when we hit the road for stuff here and there. This is where we need to take care of our business. This is our home. This is our fort. You know, Sacramento, this is where you build your castle. And so in order to keep it protected, you know, you already know, as much as the other person, I'm one to speak out against indifferences and stuff. But health-wise, you know, I've worked at UC Davis Med Center for 6 years in the clinics. I know when stuff is serious. At the beginning, you know, everyone was touting it off. Oh, we don't know, we don't know. But the reason we didn't know is because the government wasn't telling us everything that they should have been telling us. They knew about it back in November. You know, when they know about it in November, we're finding out about it in late January. That's already 60 days that this virus has been in the country, let alone all these cruise ships coming into, where do they come into? California, Florida, and Alaska are the main places that these cruise ships are hitting, launching from and landing too. So all
and
these
you
people
and I,
flying
and,
to those states. Yeah, go ahead.
And you and I, what I was saying as far as, see, I was the first one saying, well, not the first one. I don't want to sound like Trump. He always be, I was the first. But what I'm saying as far as speaking as far as each city, no, as I really be, each city and each state is going to be judged differently. And I'll just, and like when I was talking to you, I was saying that I don't want all these people that's coming from different places to make Sacramento look like we was a part of that shit when most, you know, I didn't really, like none of our faces. It might have been some people up from Placer or different places like that, but it wasn't none of our faces, you know what I'm saying? And we've been doing our due diligence and staying locked down. You know what I'm saying? Doing our little, what's the little food cart where you hit the little app and they come bring the shit to you. We've been going to Walmart, you know, doing all this, being responsible.
Yeah.
Just
right.
Even around the corner, like I've been working out with my son in my backyard when people was sneaking, going to the park and having just a good ass time. And I'm like, and when I finally got out and I drove around, and I'm like, holy shit, I've been locked in a bunker all this time. And now I'm coming back in this, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But like I said, I just hope that that what they do don't reflect all of us, and I hope Atlanta. I know some people in Atlanta that's taking a stand, and they're saying they're not gonna open up their beauty salons, and they're not gonna let, you know what I'm saying, just because they're changing the rules, people are gonna look out for themselves and make sure that they stay healthy and they stay on the lockdown. And I hope everybody do the same. I'm gonna bring in Chris real quick. Chris, I had Chris on the live earlier. He said his mask was in the trunk. Hey, Chris, you got your mask next to you, bro. DJ Tensei,
I'm in the
DJ
house
Tensei
now,
on
man.
The line.
I knew you was gonna bust me out.
I mean, come on, man. You know how I do. Hey, I got Bunk on here too. Bunk, like, come on, bro. You gotta have that mask, bro. You gotta have it
man,
on deck.
You definitely gotta have that mask.
What's wrong with you?
This is the thing.
So
like me. When I'm
so
working RT.
Hold on, let Chris respond.
Go ahead.
Well, look, I'm saying, when you in the car driving by yourself, why do you need a mask on? If you supposed to be 6 feet away from people, and it's not like the shit is in the air, unless it's coming from chemtrails, why do I need a mask for driving around by myself?
So you're going to get out the car, do all that, pop the trunk, then get the mask on, then you know, put your gloves on right when you get to your destination.
And I'm still ain't been within 6 feet of nobody. Yep.
And you're still 6 feet away from everybody.
100.
Other than that, how's it been going, man? How's your life? This my folks, man. This is DJ Sensei. He be everywhere with me. You know what I'm saying? We just did the show 40 in Frisco, right before Frisco lockdown, you know what I'm saying? So we've been out here, you know what I'm saying, mixing and mingling. And we went to La Ruta Hard Hitters release party when it was 1,000 people in there all trying to shake hands and do all that type of shit. So, you know,
everybody wanted to give you a hug.
Man, and I'm like, brother, don't you see the fist out there?
It was ridiculous. Everybody wanted to give you a bro hug and shake your hand. And it's like, elbows, man, elbows.
What you think about the protest? What you think about folks protest? I know you got a different a different spin on that. We got DJ D-Rack in the place to be, man. So we're going to go live in a minute with him. And I got one more song to play, then we're going to go back with we're gonna bring in DJ D-Rack. And we're going to speak on this same issue. So I want y'all to keep y'all questions, you know what I'm saying, on it. So we can really just, you know, because my folks, D-Rack, he ain't just an entertainer, man. He really has something to say about the shit that's going on in the world. If you go on Instagram, you see all that. So, but Chris, DJ Sensei, we have to lead by example. Okay, brother, we have to go out and have our masks at all times. Okay, brother, we're not going to do the trunk and keep it in the trunk because it's so small. We keep it in our pocket because we all got to be available to each other when this shit is over with, all right?
Yeah, you're right. Sure, you're right.
All right, I'm gonna play this song, and then we will come back with DJ D-Rack riling out. Hello, Real Spill.
Hey, hey, what's up? This show's super producer, folks, Senior L Blaps Bastard Lee, aka Rick Rock, the Northern Cali King of Slappers. Yeah, man, you tune in to my folks, Big Ol' Meezy, man, in the Real Spill Show. Big Ol' Meezy, give me that real spillage for the village, man. Yodel.
Motherfucker, this that nigga Daz Dillinger, and you're right here kicking it, doing it real big, as we do every motherfucking day. Yeah, nigga. The Dog Pound is in the motherfucking house. And this the Real Spill Show with my nigga Big Ol' Measy, with Daz Deezy, and the motherfucking Heezy. You bitch.
You bitch. And you do know that. Hello. Hey, back with no further ado, it's the Real Spill Show. I'm back with my partner, DJ D-Rec. Make some motherfucking noise, will you?
What's happening with you, boy? I'm out
here, man. I can't call it, man. I can't call it, man. It's always the string when, you know, we got to give you that long.
Young Hustlers come to pay me.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, it's always a treat when players meet. You know what I'm talking about? What's up with you, brother? How you doing on this beautiful day, man? This wonderful day.
Man, you know, I'm out here in sunny Southern California, man. It was a beautiful day out here for real. I just got back from the park with my son. And
Young Maximus.
Young Max, yep. We out here, man.
How's that been feeling, man? You know what I'm talking about? Being a father.
Daddy life?
Yes,
man,
sir.
It's wonderful. I waited till later on in life, you know what I'm saying? I'm an older dad. But I'm just, you know, I'm stable, and you know, he doesn't have to want for anything. You know, I'm not gonna spoil him. I'm gonna teach him the value of a dollar, but it ain't like if he needs it, we ain't going to be able to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So that's so, you know, and taking him to the park and stuff like that. And you already got a chance to take him to Disneyland before the shit shut down, right?
No. He's only 20 months old. So it would be overwhelming for him right now anyway, but you know, we'll wait till he can really enjoy it. Till he's like, you know, 3, 5 or something like that, you know?
And wait till they can get it really sanitized and all that type of shit, right?
Exactly. They need to put a squeegee on everything.
So how's the whole coronavirus lockdown been treating you, brother?
You know, I've been really creative, actually. I've been in the studio a lot at my house. And just, you know, it's time for me to it's been an opportunity for me to reflect and just be creative and think outside the DJ D-Rec box. You know, on, you know, some acting stuff and just kind of reassess what I'm going to do, you know, in between Wildin' Out and when Wildin' Out is no longer, you know, we're no longer in production. You know what I'm saying?
And so, what's crazy is Wildin' Out, y'all was about to go on tour, right?
We were 6 shows into the tour. We were in Baltimore. I was on stage setting up my equipment, about to do sound check, and I seen the dudes, they were setting up the chairs, and then all of a sudden I looked up and they were breaking the chairs down, and then stage manager came over to me and said, hey, you know, you can break your stuff down because the mayor shut it down. We were in Baltimore, and I literally I took the tour bus back to Atlanta, and actually I took the tour bus to Memphis or Nashville, and I rented me a car, the Escalade, and drove from Nashville to L.A.
Damn. Oh, you had to get there. That was an adventure in and of itself, right?
Yeah, it was dope, though. I had, you know, I was solo. And plus, you know, when I got home, I wanted to be by myself and not exposed to people that could be, you know, not possibly be exposed to people who could have the virus. So I was just in my, you know, in the car by myself for a day and a half. You know?
And this was season, and so yesterday started season 15, right? 15 seasons,
yeah.
And you've been on there since day uno, right?
Day conception, if you want to, you know, before
the day
we
conception. But of course, I've been knowing you way before that, so I want to make sure everybody is up to speed on who you are and where you came from. You know what I'm talking about? Can you just start at some point? You don't have to go too far back, because I know you back from when you was doing, you know what I'm saying, Power Rangers shit, like, you feel me? Like, you know, like,
yeah,
like all kind of different ill shit. Tell the people, you know what I'm saying, where you started, how you know what I'm saying, and how you got in the game, basically.
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't even know I'm from the Bay, you know. I was actually born in Hayward, you know what I'm saying? But grew up in Oakland and in Vallejo, and I graduated from Castro Valley High. But during all that time, you know, you coming up in the 80s and stuff like that, you doing whatever is popular. So what was popular was being a B-boy, you know, popping and you know, we called it strutting back then. And so I used to, you know, enter little contests and stuff like that. That's, you know, that's how I got into show business as far as, like, you know, just being a showman. But then I moved to L.A. like in 92 to, you know, pursue music and acting and stuff. And got a little record deal in 94 and, you know, did a bunch of extra work. I was working at Costco as a cashier in San Leandro, and I transferred to the one in L.A. in Van Nuys. And, you know, I had been doing a little TV things, and I'd be on the register, and I'd see myself on TV, you know, on all the TVs that are on the display. And I'd be like, dang, I need to do more of that because I'm over here bringing up these people, buying these TVs, you know. But then, you know.
Who was your first commercial? What was your first commercial?
My very first commercial was a commercial that I did with Coolio. It was a Reebok commercial back in like 93. And then I did another one right after that called, it was for Super Nintendo. But then my big commercial where everybody kind of remembers was in 98, 99 for the, what was that? Inspector Gadget.
McDonald's? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And is that the one you was like, campaign. Hey, my rapper?
Exactly.
That's all I remember when you said, hey, my rapper.
Yeah, I was like, man, why they take that take? But they needed that, you know. I was acting, I was doing my thing, you know. And but that was the one that really kind of made me say, oh, I'm really supposed to do this. Because before I was like casting ensemble stuff. But when I booked that commercial, they were casting in New York and L.A. And everybody, all the young actors and stuff like that at that time were, I mean, they auditioned for that. And for me to, you know, it was probably, you know, a couple hundred people. And so to get that commercial and for it to do well, and it let me know, oh, I can do this. And then I started booking a lot of commercials, you know. But I had already met Nick.
I actually seen the one with Jay Leno. How far apart was that one?
Oh, that one, shoot, that was probably 2000. And
man, that
Jay
was
Leno.
That was tight, man. Being riding in the car, you know what I'm talking about, with Jay Leno, one of the biggest comics of, you know what I'm saying, of all time. You know what I mean? That was huge.
You know what was crazy about that commercial is I didn't even audition really. The casting director, Allison Horn, she's a big commercial casting director out here in L.A. And she called me and she said, I got a spot for you that I think you're going to, you know, that they're going to love you for. So I'm just going to submit your picture to producers. So she submitted my picture to producers, and Jay Leno saw my picture, and I guess they told him a little bit about me. He said, I like him. So they booked me just like that. I didn't even have to audition. And but yeah, it was cool. I hung out with Jay Leno for, you know, 10 hours. It's funny.
And
I
one
just
thing
saw
about
him
being
driving down the street the other day.
That's crazy. And what kind of car? What kind of car? Because you know he got a million cars.
Yeah, he was in a big roadster, and you know we put up at the stop sign right next to each other and said what's up to each other, because he did an episode of Wildin' Out too. So you know it's kind of a trip to, you know, say what's up to Jay and him know who you are. Like he's like, hey, what's up, dude?
So many people,
you know what I mean?
So many people come through Wildin' Out. I'm talking about from 15 seasons. So y'all done seen damn near every artist, you know what I'm saying? So how does that feel being able to work with so many different talent and artists? And some artists right on, you know, like it's like coming off their first project through Wildin' Out, and then they go on to do even bigger things. So how does that feel seeing the evolution of the artists that come on the show and knowing that you're a part of that?
Right. You know, it's a trip to see the growth that an artist and the trajectory that they take. Because like Migos, for I'll give you an example. Migos, I had heard of Migos, and they weren't big at the time that they did Wildin' Out, and they did some drops for me. You know, that I was like, yo, I need y'all to come to my office and do some drops for me. And they was like, all right, cool. Like, they weren't, they were just on some just regular Atlanta cat just coming through and did these drops for me. And then after they did Wildin' Out, I'm all of a sudden Bad and Bougie dropped and all kinds of other stuff dropped. And then they just became superstars, all of them. So I'm saying that to say, I didn't think that they were gonna, that was gonna happen to me. I had no idea. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like I was doubting them. I just couldn't get.
When you're in the moment, you don't know that that it's gonna translate into something. Because you know, in this business, you learn to treat everybody the same and you hope for the best. You know what I'm saying? So when you do see somebody blow up in their infant stage and then they turn into something huge, you just hope that they remember you, like the Kehlani's of the world. You know, just certain people that when they blow, you like, I remember I was good to you.
Right. Well, see, you know, one thing, if they are good, you know, then that's cool. I don't care, you know, because, you know, I'm where I am. You know, I'm still direct. You know, even if you act like you don't know who I am, you know who I am because you came on. You came to the show, or everybody knows, you know, Wildin' Out. So you know there is a DJ Direct. You know, I don't try to. I'm not into all that celebrity. Oh, I'm really popular now, so I got to act like I don't know you, or I got to act a certain way. I'm gonna be me all the time, you know, and that's just the type of dude I am. You know, I don't think I deserve any special treatment. I know that there's a certain level of respect that I should get because I'm a man. Then
how you should do it. That's actually how you should do it for longevity in the game. You know what I'm saying? You've never been a bitch ass nigga, somebody that's gonna be walking around and not, you know what I'm saying? Like, and not, you know, from the biggest to the smallest. If you treat everybody on an even keel, you'll have longevity in the game. Right? That's what we've been talking.
Yeah. And you don't got to explain yourself, man. Why was you like this before? Oh, you know, why you act like you, then you don't have people coming up to you talking about, man, I remember when you was this or that, you know, because your real people know who you are, you know?
Right. No question.
I'm a human being. So sometimes I be in my moods. I don't feel like talking to people. I don't feel like taking pictures, any of that stuff. But I understand that a lot of times that's just going to be that person's only moment to meet maybe someone from TV ever. So I usually
Real talk. Mm-hmm. So how did you make the transition from acting and doing all that to getting into DJing? And because I remember we went out to Philly and you know, you was like, "Oh, Meezy, come to Philly with me. I'm finna DJ." And I'm like, "Bet, let's get it." Right. And that was that I had never seen you in that element. That shit was, you was the first one. No lie, you was the first one to break. Tell me when to go in Philly. That shit was ill, right? Remember that?
Uh huh. That's right.
How did you get that transition?
Well, I never really transitioned from an actor to DJing. DJing was something that it was like one of the things that was in my arsenal. You know, like if somebody said, "Hey, D-Rec, can you pop?" Yeah, I can pop. And then all of a sudden I'm this famous popper. They'd be like, "Oh, that's the popper D-Rec." No, that's one of the things I can do. So DJing is just one of the things I could do. And you know what I'm saying? So because, you know, the dynamic for Wildin' Out was host and DJ. And because Nick and I had been on tour and had, you know, we were on Jive Records at the same time y'all was on Jive, you know. Because I was the DJ on the road, kind of like the new version of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. When we came up with Wildin' Out, it was just natural for me to take on the role of the DJ, but it was more than just the DJ because that could have been filled. The role of the DJ could have been filled by anybody as the DJ, but then, you know, you see on the show, I got a personality. I speak. I'm a cast member. You know,
Was that a natural progression, or did you have to fight for it? Were you like, "No, I'm Nick. I'm the DJ." Period.
No, I didn't. I didn't have to fight for it at all because Nick was actually my roommate at the time. He came up with the idea for Wildin' Out. And he was like, yo, this could be a TV show. And I'm like, what could be a TV show? He's like, man, because we were watching BET and, like, you know, just, you know, like we were just sigging on each other and stuff like that, right? And he was like, this could be a TV show. And I was like, what are you talking about? He said, man, we should just invite all our favorite rappers, all our favorite comedians, and just act stupid on this show. And I'm going to be the host, and you're going to be the DJ co-host. And I said, what am I going to do, tell jokes from behind the turntables? He said, nah, we'll figure that out. We'll figure it out. And so we started, like, you know, brainstorming and stuff like that. And then it became what it was. He was like, you're going to – because in the first four seasons, I used to explain all the jokes. Like, you know what I mean? And I was right. New to that, you know. So you could tell, like, season one through four, when I was explaining the jokes, I was, like, kind of – I was really a little nervous.
Right.
So you can tell, I mean, even all of us, those episodes look funny style. So when we came back, we revamped the show. Nick was the one that, you know, started to introduce the shows. And then I got reacclimated me to the mic again, you know? And then, now it's, you know, it's like Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon, you know, or David Letterman and what's his name, Paul Schaefer. Like, we go together.
No question.
In that situation.
And y'all pretty and you can't turn on VH1 or MTV or MTV2 without seeing y'all. That's what's crazy about it. Like, you know what I'm talking about? To be, for both of y'all really to be, the last time I seen Nick, it was in LA, and he pulled up in, like, the biggest white Rolls Royce of all time that I've ever seen, even Richard Pryor in Car Wash, nigga. That was like, this shit is bananas. This is the biggest car of all time. I was like, holy shit, bro, no question. And he was Dolomite. He was Dolo. He was by himself.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's out of home. Then y'all transitioned to going on the road. How's it been taking everybody? First of all, let me talk about what I saw yesterday. In the bathroom, everybody that was from the cast, who put that together?
So it's funny. So I'm a producer on the show, and one of our executive producers, Annie, she called me. She said, "Hey, what do you think of this idea? You know, we got the okay from the network to do one of our games called In the Classroom, but we're gonna do In the Bathroom since we're all." You know, at home, you know, all at home together. And, you know, what do you do when you want somebody, you know, at home with your family and you want somebody to get out the bathroom, you kick them out the bathroom. So it made
right.
sense. And I was like, she said, how would you like to host it? And I was like, let's do it. So we all got on Zoom and, you know, I'm in my bathroom. Everybody else is in their bathrooms. And we put it together. We actually did it, you know, all together, and then they, like, we did it a few days before, and then they cut it together and made it make sense.
Okay, I was like, bro, I'm gonna tell you something. If they did that shit on the cup, they some raw individuals, because everybody, you know, the way everybody did it, everybody, you know, saying continued it, and it was like, I mean, it was put together good, man. I'm just like, and I know when they called you, you was like, hell yeah, I'll do that shit. Like, why wouldn't I? I'm on quarantine. Why the fuck I wouldn't do that? That's something, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and it lets our audience know that, you know, we're going through the same thing they're going through, you know? And, you know, we want to entertain them just as much as they want us to want to be entertained by us, you know? So, you know, that's one of the reasons why we did it, you know? But
right.
It was fun. So, you know, hopefully.
Man,
that looked like
that was hella fun. Yeah, that looks cool. It gives you opportunities to keep it cracking. You know that, okay, oh, if we can do this, we can do all type of shit and keep it cracking. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. But, man, I missed that stage, you know.
What do you mean? Come on, bro.
The TV show, yeah. We actually, we would be going back for season 16 starting in May. You know, we film in Atlanta at Tyler Perry Studio, so we were scheduled to be back in start production May 7th.
So you see what's going on. I know you stay up on what's happening in the world. You see what's up with with the protest they got going on. They had it a couple of days ago in SAC, and also you see Atlanta trying to open up you know what I'm saying, beauty salons and all, just open up for business. Just everybody trying to open up for business. What's your take on that?
Man, I think we're about to have an earthquake, man, because we in earth. I'm tripping. I think my house just shook just now. Anyway.
For real? Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was an earthquake last night out here. Look, there's so much information on both sides because it's definitely politicized, okay? There's so much information on both sides that changes every day. And you got doctors finding out.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. Doctors trying to figure out what it is. Then you have big-time celebrities like Oprah and all these other, you know, people of influence chiming in saying what they think. None of us know anything. how are we, the regular people, supposed to know? So the best thing to do for me, and I'm just going to say for me, is to err on the side of caution. So
stay my ass at home, huh?
Stay at home, stay away from people. I think I already had it.
Me too, and hella people, right?
I'm telling you, I think I already had it because I had a deathly flu in February, right before I went on tour. And, you know, but I don't remember not having taste. You know what I'm saying? I remember not wanting to eat, but I remember forcing myself to eat. I remember having the chills. I remember, you know, it was a bad flu, and it was long. It was like a week and a half, almost 2 weeks that I had it, you know? And it was really intense. But I just stayed, I'm telling you, to me it just seemed like the flu, and I've had the flu before. And I just did the same thing I always do. I forced myself to eat, and I took, you know, I had hella fluids, hella water, and I stayed inside. And you know, like people go to work when they have a cold. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, they're going to tough it out. They're going to tough it out and figure it out.
Yeah, they'll go to work when they have a cold. But then when you have a flu, you know, somebody said, "Hey, where's Derek today? How come Derek can't work today?" Oh, he's home. He's home with the flu. So, what's if you got the flu, you gonna stay home anyway?
Right. So you should.
You should.
Unless you try to thug it out, you know, cats be like, "I'm gonna thug it out." Nah, nigga, stay your ass at home this time.
You thug it out, you might fall out, and then you're not gonna get back up.
Let me take a couple of calls real quick.
Yeah, for sure.
Hold on. Sensei.
Yo.
Sensei, you on the line with DJ D-Ray. You got a question?
What up, yo?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, DJ D-Ray? Hey, so that one and out. When you guys put that together, is there any kind of script at all? Do you guys just come up with like the name of the game, or did you guys just kind of ad lib it, you know, improv at all, or is there some kind of script for that?
Now, what we do is we have workshops. Every year we'll have like 3 days of workshops, 3 or 4 days of workshops, and we work out new games, and so you like. That's the game. What's the game that we play where E-Man is the coach? He's like a coach, and
like Charades or Charades or
no. It's like man, if you don't get your what's the name of the game? There's so many games I'd be forgetting. What's the name of the game? So Nick, I'm like kick him out the classroom. Okay, for example, Nick said, "Okay, I got an idea for a game." You remember how everybody used to just be like beating on the drum. I mean, like beating on their desks and rapping and stuff
like
that. So this is actually what Nick was saying. He was saying that we were all in the room, and Nick was like, "Okay, I got an idea for a game. You know, remember when everybody used to be beating on desks and rapping and stuff?" We was like, "Yeah." He said, "Okay, so the idea for this game is called Kick 'Em Out the Classroom. So everybody has to rap, but you got to say like, you know, he just comes up with this stuff off the top of his head. You know, you got to say the last word, or you got to rhyme it, you know, with – if you say the word, then you're out. Then you get kicked out of the classroom. And so, you know, all these people start coming up with – I mean, because these kids are really sharp, and they're good at what they do. So they'll do it on the fly. We'll do it in rehearsal. And if somebody just has something that's really, really, really funny, we'll say, hey, make sure you say that when we're taping, you know. And make, you know,
right,
make sure you at least say that. But a lot of that stuff, it's just like, when you are on a basketball team, you know what I'm saying? And you run a play, you practice running plays. But then when you get in a real game situation, you've got a defender standing in front of you. So you might have to dribble through your legs, or you might have to spin around. You might have to pass the ball behind your back or something like that. You know, we know what the game is, but we don't always know how we're going to play it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that.
Right.
Kind of thing. Hurt,
so you still have to do some – there's still some improv that has to take place.
Yeah, it's mostly improv. We just know, like, you know, there's blocking and, you know, because it's television. So, you know, there's rules to television, you know. It ain't like gonzo porn or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's really put together like a TV show. So – you got to hit your marks, and you got to know when you're going to do what you're supposed to do. But we don't always know what we're going to do. Like when they hit me with the pies in the face, I had no idea that they was going to have me go up there. When Chance the Rapper hit me with a pie in the face first.
Crazy. Yeah. 95 Mil, you got a question for DJ D-Rec?
What was it like just being a part of just the whole show, like overall, you know what I mean? Like what was the overall experience like being a part of Wildin' Out?
Well,
he's still,
you know,
on there, season
15,
just Christ.
Yeah, it's a great experience. You know, I'm still in the eye of it, so sometimes I'm able to step out of the eye of that storm and see the effect that it has had on people and that it's having on people. And when I, you know, step back and look at it, I'm like, wow. We really did something, came up with something in my living room in, you know, 2004 that's still on TV in 2020. You know what I'm saying? Like that,
and you get
that,
big,
that,
and you get residual. All y'all get residuals for that, right?
And, you know, you got to make sure your contract is right. But I do.
You don't got no Meg Thee Stallion contract, right?
I hope she got her business right. I know mine is good. You know?
I'm sure at this point she got to figure it out. Let's take another call. Joe Millionaire, you got a question for DJ D-Rec?
Hello?
Joe Millionaire. Oh, he got caught off guard. Hold on. You got a question for DJ D-Rec?
Hello?
What's good with it? You got a question for DJ D-Rec? Go ahead. We hear you.
Yeah. What's up, man? Big Amazing. I said it's Raspy on the beach, man. I'm just calling in and say I'm supporting y'all, man, and listening.
All right, ask DJ D-Rec a question.
Oh, yeah, D-Rec, bro. How did you get the name DJ D-Rec? Just curious.
My name is Derek.
Okay.
So Derek Rex Records, you know, so DJ D-Rec.
So you went into deep, you went into deep thought. You went to the mountain in the Himalayas and came up with that one.
You know, it's crazy. Nick came up with that. Nick said, what about D-Rec? And I was like, nah, I don't know. I mean, whatever. It sounded funny to me. It's like first time I heard Run DMC. I was like, what's a run and how do you DMC? But now it's a household name, you know what I'm saying? So,
whoa, see,
you know,
hey, and how long I've been knowing you? I never knew that.
Yeah, 20, man, dang near 30 years.
Damn, that's sick.
Yeah,
that's
sick. How it went down.
So how we looking in the future, man? You know, how we looking in the future? What we got going on from DJ D-Rec? We got. I know you was working on some music. You had a couple songs that you was putting out. What we looking like on that?
Well, I've been, you know, since I've been stuck in the crib, I've been in my studio and I've been producing a lot of music. And
I'm saying to myself, wow, I really need to focus like this anyway, you know, but I'm so ADD sometimes that I'm not able to do that. So some production, some music production, I'm really focusing on acting. I'm writing a script right now too. So I'm just trying to be as creative as I can. And, I want to do more acting, you know, so that, cause people right now, they think DJ D-Rec, they don't even, because of the running joke on Wildin' Out, they don't even know I'm a real DJ, but I've DJed for the two biggest rappers in the Bay Area, you know, E-40 and, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
no question.
You know,
yeah,
to me, that's the best right now. You know, I've been doing shows with N2D. So, you know, I am a real DJ, but I don't really stress that. So you'll see me DJing, but, you know, the stuff that I want to pursue and get more, you know, off into is acting on, you know, in sitcoms, comedies and dramedies and dramas, you know what I'm saying? On the big screen and on you know, the big screen TVs in the house.
Man. Well, man, I appreciate you, man. That's all. It's, you know, I'm glad. I wish you was, because of the situation, that you was out doing your thing. But being that I knew your ass was going to be at the crib, I knew I'd be able to get you on the show. You know what I'm talking about? But and now it seems like they done came up with another way to get you to be busy again. But I'm still happy to have you on my show, man. And I wish you much success, man. You know what I'm talking about? And when this is all over and we back at it, and I'm out in L.A., man. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to kick it again, and we're going to do it live. You feel me? And I appreciate you, brother. Real talk.
Absolutely, man. Hey, look, it wouldn't have mattered where I was at in the country. If you would have hit me, and if I was in my hotel room on the road right now, we still would have got this in. So it's nothing. You know, you're my folks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. And, what I'm saying? Let's have a blast. And I seen you out there. I've been cutting my grass, man. I got the weed whacker, all the shit, man. I've been doing my thing, man, because, you know, and we had landscapers, you know what I'm talking about? So Hector and them, you know, they didn't got furloughed. So I'm out there doing my thing. And you do, though.
Yes. You saw me planting, put my plants in and stuff like that?
I did. You got to be active, man. We all should be doing our due diligence, man, and getting our household in order and whatnot, and and trying to make the best out of it, man. I appreciate you, DJ D-Rec. Appreciate everybody that called in. The homie Bunk, you know, talking about Sensei 95 Mil, you dig? And we gonna ride out. We gonna be. I want to make an announcement that me and my sister, my little sister, we got a podcast that's starting next Tuesday at 7 o'clock, 7 to 8. It's called Sibling Rivalry. I'm about to post that on my Facebook and on my Yeah, straight up, Sibley Rivalry is going down. And we're going to ride out to my new single, I Am the Drip. And it's just like that. It's the real spill show. And we're going to keep it cracking. Hello.
I am the drip, nigga, I am the drip, nigga, I am a king, fuck you mean, come join my team, moving and picking up steam, my style, my steez, humble and happy to be, something different, my liquor flow like the seven seas, I walk it, I talk it, I'm stuck in my ways, I remember I had nothing to hell what you say. You be clown chasing, bragging about minimum wage. I be entertaining, catch me all over the stage. It ain't my clothes, my car, my chain. Before it all, I was hustling, begging for change. Let's talk about it, been bad, it got on my masterpiece. Now I'm the nigga that you sell out, so I'm ashamed to be. I am the drip, no shot, no jive. I'm in the building, no ceiling, about to go live. Larger than life, you do it for life. When you address him as such, you better get it right. I am the drip, nigga, I am the drip. I own my own, you a fucking clone. Chuck to the dome, better you leave me alone. Suited and booted, but down to my drawers. Phone stay ringing, busy, I'm picking up calls. AJ on the beat, back at it again. Trunk rattle
battling them foes and sixes and tens. I'm a hog, got it tatted on my brown skin. Sick witted motherfucker till my life ends. B-I-G-O Measy, easy with the drip talk. Cameras flash, they gon' know me by my pimp walk. I flip scripts, take trips all around the globe. My folks know that they can always count on Big O.
Big O.
Jeans tighter than Virgin Cooch. I like them loose if we at war, the nigga call a truce. A flag wave and it's only for the realest. I make music for the masses so people can feel it.
I am the drip, nigga, I am the drip. Another century and I'm still coming like this. You thought that I would fold, don't you know I'm OG? 10 toes in, run my name in concrete. Yeah, I got a couple dollars, my watch is my whole chain. But you know it's fucking precious, my nigga, my good name. Pull up everywhere, the north to the south, and a big fat. Check my discography, then hit me and be like you did that. TDC is me, no matter the weather, I still shine. You could drop me in the desert and bet I'ma get mine. Oh, you got a lot of time, but I bet you won't waste mine. And if you ever get to doubting yourself, then say this line. It's mine, it's mine. I am the drip, nigga, I am the drip.